You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, with an exclusive song by musician Sufjan Stevens. All Songs Considered first featured Sufjan Stevens on Open Mic a few years ago. The independent artist has taken on a mammoth project, a series of CDs about the 50 states. We featured a preview from his CD Illinois in June. The free download we have for you is not on his Illinois CD. It's about a place, however, Brinkley, Arkansas, and the recent sighting of a bird thought to be extinct, the ivory-billed woodpecker. Independent radio producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister were curious about how Sufjan Stevens writes his song, so they introduced Stevens to the town of Brinkley. The result is this song called Lord God Bird.
Down in Arkansas, it's the great God bird with its altar call and the sewing machine. The industrial God on the great bayou where they saw it fall. It's the fishers fall in paradise, might close from its safe flight flood. It's the great God bird through it all. Lest they see it fall, and paradise might laugh when at last it falls, and the sewing machine, the industrial God. It's the great God bird with its altar call. Yes, it's the great God bird through it all.
Sufjan Stevens, the song Lord God Bird, an exclusive NPR download. And if you haven't heard the radio piece Sufjan wrote the song for, you should. It's a piece of radio genius by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister. There's a link here on our website. Doug Hoekstra grew up in Chicago. He now lives in Nashville. The opening line to his new six-song EP could be an anthem for many singer-songwriters. He sings, "We're so far under the radar, we've been crawling on the ocean floor." The song is called Diminishing Returns.
We're so far under the radar. We've been crawling on the ocean floor. And there are days when I ask myself what all of this was for. But hindsight's 20/20, and makes everyone look real smart. How long will it take us to learn we're in the land of diminishing returns? I've held 1,000 coffee cups. My ears have heard it all. I've looked into eyes sympathetically while tears began to fall. There are times when we must talk, and other times when we must act. How many times will we be burned in the land of diminishing returns? The land of diminishing returns.
Hoekstra, an artist we featured a few years ago in All Songs Considered. The song from his new EP is called Diminishing Returns. Jo Rann is a haunting French-Canadian singer and a powerful cellist. Her tunes are often originals, though she could easily cover a song by disco queen Donna Summer, as she could by producer extraordinaire Daniel Lanois. In fact, her new CD has a song from each. This one's an original. It's called Stay.
In a dark corner of the room, I see another part of you, and all through this house, I walk, I see you, and all through this world, I see you. Now that you're gone, and even though it's hard to say, I know that we'll be home together somewhere someday. I'm running through the forest of you, and the traffic swells around my feet. I'm spinning through the forest of you, and your laughter spills into the street. Now that you're gone, and even though it's hard to say, I know that we'll be all together somewhere of you. I don't care. Now that you're gone, and even though it's hard to say, I know that we'll be all together somewhere someday. Now that you're gone, it's hard to say that we'll be all together somewhere
Joran, a Quebecois singer and cellist. The CD's called The You and the Now. The CD was produced by the great Michael Brook. Brook's known for his wonderful production sound with artists like John Hassell, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and Brian Eno. His own solo records as a guitarist are pretty wonderful as well. Three world-class fiddlers happily perform three traditional Quebecois tunes on a new CD called Play On. They call themselves the Celtic Fiddle Festival. And they are a fiddle festival all by themselves. They are Kevin Burke, Irish fiddler known for his work in the now legendary Bothy Band, along with Christian Lemaitre, the Breton fiddler from the Celtic region of France, and the most recent member of the band, André Brunet, the French-Canadian fiddler. Brunet joined the band after one of the best, Johnny Cunningham, the Scottish fiddler, passed away. The new CD was recorded in Portland, Oregon, where Kevin Burke now lives, and here's a medley of Quebecois tunes.
Thank you.
the Celtic Fiddle Festival, playing three tunes from a live CD dedicated to their former bandmate and one of the best fiddlers of all time, Johnny Cunningham. The CD's called Play On. Often I'll receive emails that say something like this: I love your show. Have you ever heard of? And then they'll name someone I must hear. Well, our next artist is one of those. Tim Wiedenkeller plays the banjo, and like a few other banjo players, he plays classical music on the banjo. But Tim Wiedenkeller's classical music is new music that he composed for the banjo. Milagros is a fascinating CD, and let's listen to Morro Glen. Tim Wiedenkeller on the banjo from a CD called Milagros, and that was called Morro Glen. The melody in that tune reminds me of an Irish folk tune, which I think is Shebeg Shimur. Maybe you or even Tim could write and let me know if I'm on track there. Wiedenkeller lives in Arizona. He also plays a guitar-banjo hybrid called the Sivan. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. A casual listener would be hard-pressed to tell one Philip Glass tune from another. The minimalist composer finds magic in repetition, and the idea of sitting and listening to a two-disc set of Glass might sound daunting, and I can imagine someone wondering, why even bother? But the new Philip Glass recording called Orion is not only long, it's 90 minutes, but entirely worth hearing. The work was commissioned for the 2004 Summer Olympics, and it features incredibly talented musicians from Africa, India, Australia, China, Brazil, and Greece. And that's where it draws its strength. Listen to this composition featuring Fode Musa Suso on the kora. It's called The Gambia. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the CD Orion, that was Philip Glass, along with musicians from all over the globe. That piece featured the African harp playing of Fode Musa Suso on a tune called The Gambia. They met at the Institute for the Young Blind in Mali, and the notion that two blind children growing up in a military dictatorship would eventually make music that would be heard around the world is so far beyond comprehension. Amadou and Miriam would marry, move to the Ivory Coast, have children, and eventually play in London, where producer Manu Chao heard them. Their new CD is a result of Manu Chao's love for Amadou and Miriam's music. Let's listen to the first two songs on this record, and you'll hear why.
Mariam et Amadou, bonjour, ça va bien? Comment allez-vous? Comment allez-vous?
Chérie,
Amadou and Miriam from a new CD on Nonsuch, produced by Manu Chao. Manu Chao is an artist we featured on the second All Songs Considered show way back in March of 2000. In Indian mythology, Lord Shiva is the lord of the dance. The dance performed by Lord Shiva is known as the Tandava. A new dance music collection takes this ancient name, but the tunes are anything but ancient. A DJ known as Pathan has put together this collection. It's meant for yoga and exercise, or just great listening. This cut, called You Are, We Am I, is from guitarist TJ Remy. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton, our engineers Vince Muse, Rachel Rodriguez is our intern. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.